a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everybody over there. Glad you're listening to the program tonight everywhere on micro broadcast FMs. I also got a message that a brand new micro has gone up in Montana, just in the test phases, a full watt and a half, hot dog. But it'll be amped up, I'm sure, before too long and really cooking. I got a message from someone who listens to the show in Oklahoma City on the internet, and they said, "Now, darn you, you've got me thinking singing a little B.C. Clark Tory song." it's a catchy little tune, and you remembered. My family and I moved to Oklahoma the very first time in 1970, and we got here and that thing was on television. And it was just like ingrained into our heads. Jewelry is the gift to givers. It's the gift to live in. And that thing has been rattling in my, locked in for over 30 years. And all this conditioning and things that, the way that you're taught to do things. And what's sold to you is just absolutely incredible. I mean, it's amazing. Vicki in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, Mike. You're right on the money with this, about the use of language. It's not just jingles and stuff, but it's also the sound bite words.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people don't think about, they put their own interpretations to the words, like sustainable development, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you ask them to define it, they think they know what it means, but they have no clue that there is a whole entire body of law, UN regulations, and UN agenda that's behind
right.
it. And so
to
they
them
think,
it's just a term,
uh-huh.
and I would think that most people think that probably sustained development means okay, well, we keep building the city, great, that's wonderful.
Right. And you know what? When I watched that PBS special the other night, they kept talking about the unitary executive.
Right.
Well, what's a unitary executive? It's a dictator.
Exactly. Exactly.
But why did the program call it unitary executive? Why don't they just call it what it is? Dictator.
Well, they're government funded. That's why.
But I mean, people really have to you can't take the slogans and these things at face value, because there's a meaning behind it, and it's really important in this day and age, because they're using it to trick you.
Indeed, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, they are, to sell a message. Vicki, I appreciate it. Well, actually, you know, when he had slogans.
Well, there was one commercial when I was a kid. There was a tire salesman. And
hold right there. We'll come back and get it from you in just a second. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider. Vicki's ad slogan coming up next.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, and the slogans are showing up in the Midnight Rider chat room. Let's see, the batteries not included is one. What would you do for a Klondike bar? You can't eat just one. Great taste, less filling. Let's see whether there was a couple others here that I'm. I saw them and now I missed them. Okay, but I mean that's just a few of them. And we're talking with Vicki in Idaho, and she has an ad slogan that has stuck with her for years.
Yeah, there was a tire dealer in our town that was called the OK Tire Dealership.
Right.
And at the end of every commercial, there would be two guys. One of them would say, "Okay, Mr. Okay," and the other guy would say, "A-okay." And they burned that into my brain. And, every time I hear somebody say okay with a question mark at the end of it, I cringe, because I just expect to hear A-okay.
Yeah, it's funny that... And you, when you think about tires, you think about them. Are they still in business there?
Yeah, yep. And this was like 40 years ago.
We've got some tire dealerships here that have been here that long, and that were here long before I was ever here. and that have just advertised the daylights out of themselves. And when I think about needing tires, it's the first place I go. Because it's just so ingrained. And plus, they do good work. But you're so ingrained in that. I mean,
yeah.
You go, you know, somebody will say, well, where do you go to get this? Oh, you go over to such and such. Well, how do you know that? Because, oh, I've been on TV for years. I know all about them. Go on down there. and there used to be a Chevrolet dealership. The property's still there, but the dealership's long gone. And there was this little fat guy named Alan Merrill here in Oklahoma City. And he talked like this. My name is Alan Merrill. Alan Merrill Chevrolet. Come on down. We're selling cars in the Mexican market, so we need your trade-in today. Come on down and buy this brand-new Caprice. And always, I mean, and here's this guy, and you just never got over the voice and the little stupid things he would say, like selling cars in the Mexican market. All that, mm-hmm. To get you to come down and pop your trade down and walk out with a new Chevy. But always, and it's amazing how even so pervasive that the ad slogans and stuff that we remember are even with the local stuff. And you just proved that as well.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's conditioning, just like
exactly.
Pavlov's dog.
Yes, yes. See,
and it worked.
You win the prize. Yes, everybody, applause for Vicky here. Applause for Vicky. There we go. Yes. Yes. See, that's it. Because we're all being conditioned to remember that item.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the chat room was rolling off the line, I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Like to buy the world a Coke.
Yep. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
Uh-huh. We're
but
so
this stuff just sticks with you forever.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Anything else?
No.
Any other slogans?
No, I can't think of any. I try to forget those things. It's just when other people say them, it triggers me. But I really try hard to put those things out of my mind.
Because
once you get them going, it's hard to get rid of them.
I know you'd be up late going, that dadgum Mike's got me thinking on something all night long. Vicky, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Mike.
Bye-bye. Yeah, even those local ones. And I think the local ads are even more insidious. And for me, even the thing that's more ingrained for me is I've always been a people watcher. And you always had, they used to have an attorney here by the name of Mark Sanford, that was the resident ambulance chaser. And his ads always came on late at night. Avis, we try harder. Yeah. I mean, people are going to come up with slogans. Even somebody, World War II slogan, loose lips sink ships. I still hear people use it. I've used it. That the conditioning of this type of stuff is just so, so pervasive in our day and time. And because we are, most of us are children of a television generation, it's so much easier now because that little boob tube has been so much a part of our lives. Think about it. I mean, think of all the hours that people have spent in front of that stupid piece of electronic mess. Just watching. Living vicariously through everybody and wishing the no spin zone. I don't think that's a slogan. I don't think that's a slogan at all. God, no. That scares you just right to death. But, I mean, how many hours have we spent in front of those things? And just sitting there. I mean, hey, I remember in the early 70s, Mom had a television. It had channels 2 through 13, big black and white. It was portable, weighed about 80 pounds. Thing was huge, but it had a 13-inch screen on it, and it was the greatest thing in the world because, hey, there was only two or three channels and I could get anyway, and so I got them all. Wow. And you run in because, you hear all this stuff. You got your favorite characters, and they're all spouting a certain way that you ought to live and the way you ought to be and how you think life ought to be. And so the conditioning is on just so many different levels. The lie is different at every level. Steve in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing? I got out.
Good. How are you?
I got one here for you. See if you remember this one. See the USA in your Chevrolet. You remember
see
that one?
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Yeah. I always resent that when I'm now a peasant and I can't take vacations because of the gas prices and everything. Boy, when I was younger, I used to travel across America and we could just go anytime we wanted to, you know, and I'll be sitting here in the summer sort of stuck at home and I think of that jingle all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, too, I've always owned Chevrolets my whole life. So that probably
see, it worked.
Yep, yeah, sure did.
And now you're not seeing the USA, but you're still buying Chevy.
Yeah, still buying Chevys, but can't go nowhere.
And you know, the crazy thing is they're talking now, you know, about, you know, they want us to buy American. But if you want to buy an American-made vehicle, for the most part, you got to buy a Toyota.
Yeah, I know, that's the truth. You're right. I just heard it not too long ago. I heard where Chevrolet was building a $1.8 billion factory in China.
Yeah.
Had to build Cadillacs, I think, if I remember right, the report. And I thought, well, what's this world coming to?
Yeah, the name of the car is going to change from Cadillac to Cataract.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. See the USA in a Chevrolet. And I mean, just this stuff will just stick with you. And just built totally in. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That is what I truly love to be. Because
if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener,
everyone would be in love with me. Yeah, throw him on the grill. yeah, I mean, that was a huge one. My B-O-L... My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Oh, my God.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I mean, it's... if you ask me... I can't remember the end of it. But in the end, it was just B-O-L-O-G-N-A. The little freckle-faced kid. He likes it. Mikey. Life cereal. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. I mean, just totally, you know, totally ingrained.
How about be all that you can be?
In the Army.
You know, that used to go around in my head all the time.
And you're in Canada.
Yeah.
And these are American ad slogans that are just beating you in the head.
Oh, man. Like, I used to pray to get the cable so that we could watch the American cartoons and the American commercials and the American radio and everything. Because in Canada, it was just sort of kind of dull. So American TV was big in our living room. It was sort of restricted. But, you know, Walt Disney and all of that. You know, Wizard of Oz and, oh, my God. I mean, they really mess with your head.
Excuse me, Jeff. By the way, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yes, my good man.
Well, of course.
As a matter of fact, I do have some Grey Poupon. Let me roll down my window.
Yes.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef, Clara?
I'm
Clara
a pepper.
Peller,
you're
yeah.
a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? Drink Dr.
Yep.
Pepper.
What do you know what hours were marked on the clock on the original Dr. Pepper bottle?
I do not.
10, 2, and 4.
I see.
Those were the times that you drank Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I mean, it cannot but permeate your psyche and your subconsciousness. And at some point in time, I think I've read that where people have had sort of near-death experiences and had sort of recalls of commercials and tidbits of sound bites of things that they thought they forgot. And they've just sort of stored it in their memory banks from a long, long time ago. So, you know, these guys on Madison Avenue are pretty clever, and the Pentagon and DARPA are you know, in bed with all of these turkeys. So, you know, like I say, I don't watch too much mainstream TV anymore just because you never know what they're really trying to throw at you, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's just the blinking lights and the text and the scroll and the... All of it. I think someone said that it can put your mind into a lower frequency state
mm-hmm.
after about, what, 17 seconds of watching TV or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that and also I heard somebody talk about the blue that they use as for the backgrounds and stuff like that, that helps open up the mind to soak in the information that's coming in.
That's all spooky stuff.
Yeah, it's always all crazy stuff. Jeff, I appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, going to grab a break. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Back with more. It's Propaganda and Ad Night right here. on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Good stuff. 800-313-9443. If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider, I just got sent this in a private message in the chat. RonPaulMask.com. And for Halloween, just for $2, you can get the design for a Ron Paul Halloween mask. All you need to make a Ron Paul mask is the Ron Paul mask template. Full color inkjet printer, some heavy duty paper, scissors and or a pen knife, string or stick to attach it to. And you'll get two life size, printable, full color Ron Paul for President masks. Oh my gosh, I've seen it all. It's RonPaulMask.com. Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. I mean, you know, somebody's very clever. The Ron Paul mask for Halloween. Somebody will have a latex version of one before too long. And the hard plastic. I'm sure of that. Incredible. And if you order before midnight tonight, we'll throw in the Ginsu knife and the bamboo steamer. I mean, how many times have you seen that? And so many things. Ron Popeil, set it and forget it. Clap on, clap off. Yeah. Let's see if there's any others in here. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, remember the Clairol, the little Clairol commercial. You tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on, and so on. That's viral marketing, by the way. It dices and slices, even makes julienne fries. Yeah, I remember that, too. incredible stuff. Incredible. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand, M&M's. Yeah, wow. The few, the proud, the Marines. Let's see what else we got here. It keeps going and going and going. Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, we could go through these all night long with the ad slogans here. Just, you know, it's just incredible. and we soak this stuff in on a daily basis. You know, and you just hum them. An army of one now, yeah. Be all that you can be in the army. But we're so conditioned to this. And like I said, as people who grew up in a TV generation, I mean, me, you know, I mean, hey, that was, we're always watching it. This was long before watching too much TV is bad. And they've been proven to be right. You know, everybody's going, "Ah, oh, you man, you're just a crazy, crazy individual. Just get out of here. Go ahead, kids, watch that TV. I'm going out back, enjoying myself." And the TV, over time, just slowly became a babysitter. Yes, I've fallen and I can't get up. Wonder how many takes of that one they had to do. But I mean, it's just so pervasive, and just over time. I mean, look at how people are conditioned to believe that what was said in the media is so real. Let's go back to Orson Welles' production of The War of the Worlds, CBS Radio, back in the 30s. I mean, people were in a dead panic, thinking that Martians had landed on the planet Earth, because it was very realistic, and it was, and nobody said that, you know, for the most part, even though they announced that it was a play, a radio drama, people didn't listen, and they got caught up in the whole thing, and they believed it, hook, line, and sinker. And so after 9/11, see, they did exactly the same thing. So we had an event so huge that traumatized the entire country, that basically anything they told us after that point, we were going to buy into, because we wanted revenge. We were hurt. Oh my gosh, we got to fight back. And so one lie after the next, after the next, after the next, and after the next. And Americans bought it, because they kept selling the same lie over and over and over. And for most Americans today that think reality is a war on terror and that we're actually fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, when the real reality is we're over there to take the oil, to secure the resources. But what's being sold to the American people, and even now with Iran, is that these are clear and present dangers that we must deal with right now. And they've sold the lie often enough that people will believe it. So if you're going to tell a lie, tell it a big lie, and tell it often. Back with more around the corner. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Midnight Rider, final half hour of the program tonight. These programs just always go by too fast. And I'm enjoying the heck out of this program. We're talking about ad slogans tonight and how pervasive they've become in our culture and how so many of us just remember, you know, ad slogan after ad slogan. And even the local stuff, you know, from where you live, the local television and radio commercials that boom out. It's absolutely incredible, and we're conditioned. One, we're conditioned to accept what we hear on the radio and television as fact, undisputable fact. That's something that took them quite a while to do. And they've been very effective at that conditioning. We report, you decide, fair and balanced. All positioning statements to make the average person think that, hey, you're going to get a square deal as far as the news is concerned with Fox News. It's the furthest thing from the truth. When they are out and out slanderous, they spread lies, are loosey-goosey with most of the facts. Paul in Georgia, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for taking my call. It's a very interesting show this evening.
Thank you.
I'm 55 years old, so I was around when they were still advertising cigarettes on television, and for some reason that stuck with me more than anything. I've got a few here from memory that you may remember, you may not, but I'm sure somebody out there will. How about us Territon smokers would rather fight than switch?
I've seen that in print, but I don't remember ever hearing it, but I've seen it in print.
Oh, yeah, they used to have a guy standing there smoking a cigarette with a black eye, and he said that line.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yep, they used to run that quite a bit.
Right.
The Benson and Hedges was one of the first cigarettes to be the 100-millimeter, the long cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And their slogan was, Benson and Hedges 100s must taste great. Look what people put up with to smoke them. And then they had an ad where they were having holes cut in their windshields so they could drive and have their big, long cigarettes sticking out. Stuff
right.
Like that.
I remember that.
Camel filters. They aren't for everybody, but they don't try to be. I thought that was a pretty good slogan.
Yeah.
Myself. I'd walk a mile for a Camel.
Right.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
Cigarette should, yeah.
And off of cigarettes, how about you can tell it's Mattel, it's swell.
Right.
You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd throw a few that have been buried in my mind forever and will never leave.
And it's amazing once that you start talking about them is that slogans just start coming up in your mind.
Well, I can still hear these ads in my mind from they haven't had cigarette ads on since what, 1971.
Right, and you can always get that visual image of the Marlboro man there on top of the hill on his horse, just puffing away on a Marlboro Red.
Yeah, and you know, when I was a kid watching these ads, the first thing I told myself was, when I get to be old enough, I'm smoking every one of those.
Exactly, because I will really be cool then.
I mean, I don't know about being cool, but they've got to be great. They're always on TV, you know?
Yeah.
And what's so interesting is they made these companies pull their cigarette advertising under the guise that it was destructive and unhealthy and replaced it with what? Beer, wine, and now prescription drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
have a cigarette here, have
it.
Some Paxil instead.
Anyway, I just wanted to chime in and thank you for doing this show, and you've got a real great show here.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Great.
Good night. Bye-bye. we'll just swap out one evil for the other. And the thing too, I've always said this, if cigarettes are so darn bad, and they are bad for you, and I'd smoke too darn many of them, then why not make them illegal? Oh, I forgot. They make too much money. Lots of tax money. It's coming rolling in. Yeah. That's the thing with alcohol. Why don't you ban the alcohol? Not that I want them to do that, because I think I have the right. If I want to smoke, I'll smoke. If I want to have a drink, I'll have a drink. It's not their place. But yet they seem to insinuate themselves in every aspect of our life, and they condition us to think that it's okay. I mean, you've got a group of people called the Food and Drug Administration that we've been conditioned to say that they make sure the drugs are safe, but they keep approving drugs over and over, and they'll be out 4 or 5 years later. By the way, Vioxx is not safe anymore. Stop taking it. That's a bad deal. All of this. I mean, but you're conditioned. They're looking out for us. They love us. It's great. Fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here. There's a slogan right there. I've heard people repeat that slogan. When you talk to them about the Iraq War, they will go on and on about how important it is that we win the Iraq War because we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Well, there's this division of camels that are crossing the Atlantic, or what's the deal? Because they are a new threat to us. But that line has been sold so many times that people have bought it and they absolutely believe it. I mean, he just soaks right in. But again, it's reality as they create it, and people will accept it as reality because they accept what they see on television and hear on television and hear on the radio and read in the newspaper as reality. So everything that you see now, it has to be totally called into question. Everything you've been told has to be called into question. Are they telling me the truth? Chances are they're not. The government now, just now, is finally starting to admit that inflation's going up. That occurred just yesterday. Grabbing a cup of coffee yesterday morning, heard in the truck, inflation's going up, and it's caused due to increased fuel and food prices. Huh. And we've been saying that for months now. Oh, but the economy's great, everything's wonderful, everybody just be calm, the stock market's looking great. Doesn't have anything to do with the fact we've got millions of foreclosures going on in the country, and we're people who are homeless and are going to have to move out of their homes that they bought, and they can't afford them now because they were adjustable rate mortgages, and we didn't tell them to read everything. They just signed on the dotted line, and out they went. But everything is great. And now a message from Smith Barney. So it's just sold over and over and over. And they have created signposts for America to look at, like the stock market. Everybody thinks if the stock market's trending higher, that the economy must be great. Doesn't matter how many people are out of jobs, or the fact that more illegals are pouring in here every day, and the fact that they're more allowing more foreigners to come in to take the higher-paying jobs, and these guys will work for less, and they're upping the number of visas, plus you've got a federal government who has actually encouraged corporations in this country to move their business offshore. All designed to press the wages down into a very small band. Decrease that range. But to everybody, they think it's fine. And it's just now, within the last couple of months, people are starting to take a pessimistic view of the economy because things are starting to happen. But yet they still continue to sell the same message over and over and over. How many times have you heard them talking about an impending terror attack? That attack is imminent. It could happen tomorrow. And that there's a threat. They had this big top-off drill, this disaster drill, this anti-terror drill going on in Portland, Oregon. They had the bomb-sniffing dogs out and all that. Lo and behold, a bomb-sniffing dog comes across some real explosives. Exercise canceled. Oh, my gosh, there's a real threat. I'm guaranteeing you the explosives were planted. Because they don't have to blow up something to scare everybody. They've done the initial scaring. There's no reason to trash another building. All they have to do is just keep doing these type of things. How many times have they evacuated sports arenas and basketball arenas because of a suspicious package? A couple of years ago, during the NCAA tournament out in California, I think it was in San Diego, they evacuated an entire arena during the NCAA tournament because of a suspicious package of ketchup. Lincoln Memorial shut down, completely shut down. There's a suspicious package. There's a strange jar with a green-looking fluid in it. And an envelope attached to it. The green jar, the jar with the green stuff in it, turned out to be Gatorade. The envelope contained a letter that said, "Do you know what a bomb is?" And obviously they didn't. And now you've got TSA agents who are, they're running test bombs through. How many times have we heard this junk? A test bomb would just happen to go off. Test bombs through airport security. And TSA agents are missing it. I mean, all of this is a fraud, folks. But we've been sold the bill of goods so many times that a vast portion of the population actually sits back and believes it. And so whatever they tell us over and over and over again, we'll accept into our minds as the truth because they keep selling the same lie. And the main thing, is that you and I don't think like they think. They'll sell you the big lie over and over, where we will not tell the big lie. We'll tell the little white lie. Honey, do I look good in this dress? Yeah, baby, you look great. And why? And I have no idea. Why would a woman ask a man about how she looks in a dress? And if she looks bad in the dress, why a man is not supposed to tell her that? Instead, he's supposed to say, "You look great." Why do we ask opinions and then not want the opinion? Because in many instances, we're afraid of the truth. And when people are presented with this truth that, hey, we're in real trouble. These people are wanting to ruin this country. They're wanting to take this country down. They're wanting to merge it into a North American Union. They want you in taking all these vaccines. Then, yeah, exactly, Jack Sprague. He says, how about the one, am I getting too fat? Oh, no, baby, you look fine. But our country's crashing. And there is going to be a number of people in this country that will refuse to accept it, regardless of what you tell them, regardless of what information that you give them, because they have been sold these lies for so long, they're totally trained to believe them. Because they've been getting the same type of stimulation for years. The nightly news. I mean, how many? Nothing beats our Rothschilds. Yeah, there's definitely double message. Thank you, Chris. Chris with that in the Midnight Rider chat room. But so many will not get this. But that's all the more reason why we have to take the battle to them there at their level. We've got to compete. We'll never overcome the propaganda one at a time. While that's a noble effort, and that's been a worthwhile effort, because we've woke up a lot of people that way, we've got to do it quicker. And the idea is not to work harder, it's to work smarter. And take the resources that we have and make it work with what we have. Because they're going to continue to sell the propaganda over and over and over. And I watched played a clip on my afternoon show, and as I was watching the video portion of it, George Bush at a press conference, and I've got some of that here, but we're not going to have time to get into it tonight. But as he's there at the press conference, as he's talking about the possibility of World War III. And a nuclear weapon for Iran. He's laughing. World War III. And that's how you know this man is lying. Every time he lies, he laughs. It's a dead giveaway. But the vast majority will continue to buy the propaganda, even though the man is at 24% approval rating. Congress at 11. And there is a good portion of this population that will accept everything he says as absolute fact, even though they know there were no weapons of mass destruction, although 40% of Americans still believe that Iraq had something to do with 9/11, and they didn't. But that lie was sold over and over and over. And again, we go back to this Karl Rove thing, that they can create reality. Because they have control. Dan Rather in his $70 million lawsuit against CBS and Viacom. One of the pieces of his lawsuit, one of the things in dispute, is the fact that according to Dan Rather, government has too much control of the news, meaning the government's picking the stories. The government is telling them what to say or how to say it, how to phrase it. Let's use this language as opposed to that. because words do have meaning. And words are very important. Words have a tremendous amount of meaning. And you may think that a word means something, but to them the word means something else. And there's always a difference in definitions. So unless you sit down and you make sure that every word is defined exactly the same between you, they may be telling you about blue jackets, and you're thinking about red dresses, but they're using the same terminology. But to them, it's a red jacket. To you, it's a blue dress. And this is how it's sold. And this is how they manage to build consent, to where we will go along with absolutely anything they say. And they have the little visual images to add impact. And they play us for fools. Just like that movie Wag the Dog. Totally made up war, all done in a studio. But Americans believed it. Americans bought it in the movie. Because our minds are susceptible to being told and convinced. Because obviously the government would lie to us, no. Back in just a minute for the final segment. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like
everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. One of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is centralized control of the media and communications. And they have been very, very successful in that through the FCC and its licensing provisions and the fact that you have a commission of five people who are appointed that could, you know, at the drop of a hat, change their mind regarding the number of licenses these station groups can have, people like Clear Channel, how the news is delivered as far as satellite, that type of thing. All this can be done at a whim and changed. And so these huge, huge broadcast conglomerates are bound to do as they're told, because if they don't follow the line, well, basically, overnight the FCC can wreck them. Just by saying, well, we've decided we don't want to allow this level of ownership, that we need to diversify it again, put it back in the hands of the people. And so these people are complicit. They're complicit in the spreading of these lies because they know that they're out and out lies. I mean, you have these reporters confront people like George W. Bush about these things and things that they say, and they said, and they allow them to spin their way out of them. And so they say, well, hold on a minute. I have an obligation to the people here. We're going to get to the bottom of this. You're not going to spin out of it telling me the truth. How dare you talk to me that way? I'm the man. I'm the head cheese. You know, we've expected media to do our job, to tell us the truth, yet they participated in the conditioning and the propaganda. And they've been very successful with it. The fact that Edward Bernays got his uncle Sigmund Freud's notes about the human psyche and how the mind works and turned those into successful ad and public relations campaigns is absolutely incredible. But it shows you this. It shows you that they know us better than we know ourselves. So you need to get to know yourself pretty well. Again, it's an information war. And if you want to control the battlefront of the information war, then you need to have a handle on the conditioning you've been exposed to. And does that jade your mind when you do things? And when you say things? Because this game is for keeps. And they've studied us for a reason. They've watched us for a reason. And they have played us for a reason, testing our reactions. And they will continue to do so. And they will continue to do so as long as we continue to feed the beast and we continue to accept their propaganda. And I'm not talking about patriots, but I'm talking about the population by and large. People know something's up. They just cannot put their finger on it. And that's why it's important that we ramp up the scale of what we're doing. Because the only way to overcome the propaganda is to have enough people hearing the truth and understanding what their role is and who they're supposed to be and who they really are. This movement's about people finding themselves again and yanking off this cover of propaganda and the conditioning. But a good night. You guys have a great one, too. Find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country. We'll see you tomorrow night with the Young Guns Roundtable. With